you know, the whole thing about rock and roll has always been kind of anti-establishment and all that. And then we've got this big monument down there at the end of 9th Street, the Rock Hall. What do you take? What's your impression of Rock Hall?
Well, I'm glad we got it from a civic standpoint. I don't think we had any more claim to it than five or six other places, but somebody's got to get it, so why not us for a change as opposed to the thing? I think it's cool in the fact that you can almost anybody, I don't care what kind of music you're into or who's your musical idols, you can go in there and you can probably find at least one thing that you are willing to genuflect in front of, you know. And then, you know, you can move on and they're like, I don't care about this, you know, I don't care about that. But, oh, my God, look at that. Let me bow down here for a minute. And that's the cool thing about the music is we've got people bowing down in front of a whole lot of different things, you know. And I just wish it had, I just wish the Rock Hall was a little more lively. I guess that's the word I want. I always feel when I go in there that it's quieter than a library.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's what it should be. I think it should be something that's alive and kicking, you know. And maybe it's just not the nature of the beast, I don't know. But, you know, it's... And you don't want anarchy running through the halls either. And this, I understand the concept. But it seems to be in this day and age of interactive everything that there's a way to get the best of both worlds. Huh?